live from the Allstate Skyline Studio.
This is the Steve Cochran Show
on 720 WGN.
All right, 8:42 now. The Steve Cochran Show continues. Coach Jeremy Calton joins us in just a second. And as always, the coach is sponsored by Hooters, the original wing joint. Let's go there now. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Morning, Steve. I'm well, thanks. What's going on there?
Well, of course, we're excited about Crawford being back. Is he going to be in net tomorrow night?
Not sure yet. That's something we'll talk about, but I think you'll likely see him on the trip.
You need my vote, or you pretty much got this covered without me?
You're allowed to vote.
It doesn't count.
Doesn't mean he'll hear it, but...
I'll hear it. It doesn't mean I'll listen.
There you go. How does he look in practice?
Good. Great.
Yeah.
He's been looking good for a while, so that'll be a nice boost.
Yeah, exactly. And I know it's not easy to send Delia down, but he gets to play every day in Rockford now, so, you know, everybody's going to be sharp.
Yeah, that's important. He's done a good job for us, and obviously earned himself a new contract, so he should be feeling pretty good about himself. And ultimately, though, we want him playing, and he'll get a lot of opportunity down there, and that's good for him.
Jeremy, what did you see from the Blackhawks on Sunday? Anything that you hadn't seen in recent games, or was it just kind of one of those days where you come back from three goals down and you have a great chance there, but give up the 5-on-3 goal?
Yeah, I actually thought we played really well on the weekend, both games. Maybe a little bit better on Friday than on Sunday. I didn't like sort of the middle part of the first period. Thought we kind of got away from, we were just playing slow. That allowed them to get that lead, and credit to our guys, we found a way to get back in the game and battle back. But when you got to climb that big a hill, a lot of times, you know, the other team gets a little push. They scored on the 5-on-3 and just was, we kind of ran out of time. But overall, I think the performances were as good as we've had. We just we need to continue that. If we do, I believe we'll get lots of points. But it's that consistency we're looking for. I'm not sure we've seen that level of performance night in, night out for a while, you know, and that's what we need.
Well, you know, there's no margin for error now because of the push for the playoffs. If you're going to get there, this is not a situation where you're 6 or 7 points and on the positive side, so you can afford a guy to have too many men on the ice because he's not listening or whatever the case may be, and you get into that problem. Everybody's got to be on top of their game, right?
Yeah, when just like the game actually, where we had to, you know, climb to tie it up 3-3, it was, we spent a lot of energy, and we did that to climb back in the playoff race. We had to really string a streak together and make a push. And it happens all the time where you finally get in the race. You know, we were in the playoff spot for a couple hours, and then maybe you get a bad break or a bad bounce. We've had some breaks probably to get all those wins and all those points to get back in the race, and now last weekend it went against us. That's probably not unexpected. The key now is to really deliver tomorrow.
Coach, here comes the West Coast trip, these three games coming up. How challenging is it to go on the road like this, especially to the West Coast? We see it, you know, we're always talking about going out west and how difficult it is, but what are the challenges that a team faces when you travel?
Well, obviously there's a time change factor and long flight and whatnot, but, you know, I think we're going to be ready to go. It's big games, and it's not so bad to go out west and have some nicer weather when we're in February, and it's fun. We're in a race, so I'm looking forward to it, and I think the players are too.
Hey, Jeremy, we were talking to Patrick Sharp yesterday about the trade deadline and what players are thinking leading up to it. And, you know, people like Patrick Kane probably don't spend a lot of time worrying about getting traded, but, you know, people he played with could be and whatnot. This is your first trade deadline as the head coach. How involved or thoughtful were you in the process? Do they even bring the coach in for that kind of thing?
Yeah, I, was there and involved and obviously given my input, but ultimately, they, you know, the Stan and the management group and the scouts, they know the players. And, of course, we know our team, and so there's discussions there. But, you know, it's I'm there for a voice and mostly to watch them work because they know what they're doing.
It's Anaheim, L.A., San Jose. Have you done a Southern California trip yet?
No, not in the NHL. Anyway, I think we went to Anaheim for a one game stop, but wasn't really a road trip. I think we went Anaheim and Vegas, so it'll be good. But most importantly, got to get some points.
Yeah, no question. They got a lot of young guys on the team. Do you have a curfew so they don't rush off to Disney and ride the rides?
They'll be fine.
You think?
Yeah,
yeah, of course
pretty
they
sure
will.
About it.
Of course they will. All right, so here's the deal. You've never been more in a situation where you got to win most of them. You don't have to win all of them. You got to win most of them. I quoted you several times this weekend, Coach. Win doesn't mean we're in. Loss doesn't mean we're out. But now it's getting tighter than ever. So, you know, get off to a hot start. Get a couple of goals up. Give yourself some breathing room.
That's the plan.
Okay. And since this top of this interview, have you changed your mind on Crawford announcement yet? Or
haven't thought about it since you last asked me.
4 minutes ago.
You want to call me back if you do?
I got your number.
Okay. There you go.
It's not his first day. Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.